This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Both houses of parliament will adjourn for a recess in the ongoing budget session to reassemble on the 9th of next month. The budget session is being held in two phases. The first phase began on 28 January with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. The second phase will be held till 2nd of April. In the parliament today, the report of the Standing Committee on Transport, Tourism and Culture on Holistic Development of India's Tourism Sector will be presented in both the houses. Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha are also scheduled to take up private members' legislative business, in which several members will move different bills. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has accused the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, of spreading misinformation and making baseless allegations. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said Mr. Gandhi is attempting to mislead and provoke the farming community through fake narratives. The union minister said that the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has consistently prioritized the welfare and prosperity of farmers through various schemes and policy decisions.
Rahul Gandhi ji is a habitual liar. He has no concern for Mahabharat or the well-being of our farmers and youth. He is misleading our farmers with his fake narrative and trying to provoke our annadatas. Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has always been empathetic towards our Kisan brothers and sisters. In the recent trade deal with the United States of America, the interests of farmers have been kept paramount and fully protected.
Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has also launched a sharp attack on leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, saying that Mr. Gandhi has little concern for the country's farmers. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has consistently prioritized farmers' welfare, stating that every major decision of the government has been taken keeping farmers' interests in mind.
He has nothing to do with the country. He also has nothing to do with the farmers of the country. He has never felt the strength of the farmer. He seems to be speaking against the country. He has just broken all the records of lying in a video. He is trying to spread delusion in the country by lying.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil the name of the building complex Seva Teerth in New Delhi today. He will also inaugurate Seva Teerth and Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 and address a public program at Seva Teerth in the evening. World Radio Day is being observed today. The day is observed on 13 February every year to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. In his message on World Radio Day, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people.
Radio plays a crucial role for the citizens. Radio is taking news to the cultural programs to the common public. So the entire country, the radio covered almost 70% of the coverage of the radios. The Akashvani played to a medium to connect to the citizen with the government. The radio has a special place. So we are all celebrating the Radio Day.
On the occasion, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to radio listeners and everyone who works to strengthen the broadcasting ecosystem. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, is heading for a decisive victory in the 13th national election, leading in 208 of the 299 parliamentary seats as of 7:30 a.m., according to unofficial tallies. Senior leaders, including Tariq Rahman and Mirza Fakhrul, have won their seats, along with several other top BNP figures. Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami and its allies claimed around 60 seats, while the National Citizen Party said it secured 6. Khelo Delhi, Delhi Khel Mahakumbh will start today, aimed at strengthening and promoting a vibrant sports culture in the national capital. Hosting a dialogue regarding the event, sports personalities and fitness coaches, Delhi Minister Ashish Sood said that the government will organize competitions in 7 major sports disciplines. And that is the end of this news bulletin.